From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has released more than $22 million in previously withheld funding for job training, education, and other programs. Nixon announced the release today. He previously blocked spending the money, citing lagging revenues. Nixon said improvements in the economy and revenues made the release possible. Roads are flooded across southern Missouri following heavy rains overnight, and authorities are urging motorists to drive with caution. Meteorologist Drew Albert in Springfield says the rains are adding to high water levels in the James and Gasconade rivers in southwest Missouri, and many streams and smaller rivers are full. Albert says this round of flooding is worse than the region is used to. Most flood-related fatalities occur when people drive through flooded roads, and Albert warns that the waters from these storms are unusually high and swift. Recent flooding in Missouri isn't just impacting rivers and roads. It's affecting the agricultural economy. Hay farmers are expecting unfavorable conditions this season, and the result is a drop in supply. Russell Martin farms hay in Ashland.
You know, you can't mow hay in wet weather. You can't get it dried out to bale or anything like that.
Hay prices are expected to rise in the next few weeks. March of Dimes and Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield are calling it Baby and Me Tobacco Free. It's an incentive-driven program to help women quit smoking before, during, and after pregnancy. The program offers $25 in diaper vouchers each month for up to 1 year to any participant who quits prior to delivery and stays smoke-free post-delivery. Trina Reagan is the State Director of Program Services for the Missouri chapter of the March of Dimes.
Smoking during pregnancy is perhaps the most preventable cause of preterm birth and low birth weight babies. And we know that prematurity is a huge risk for infant mortality.
According to a press release from the March of Dimes, around 17.5% of women in Missouri smoke during pregnancy, more than twice the national average of 8.5%. I'm Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.